User entered your channel. User entered
our channel. This is Dance of the Jesters.
Sound muted.
Okay, we're going to pick up right where we left off and continue on. With Lobo. And this is Dance of the Jesters.
Thank you.
All right. That was Dance of the Jesters from Lobo and the Indiana Wind Symphony. Hope everybody can hear okay. We seem to stay connected through the transition. We've still got, it's like 94 listeners right now, which is excellent. Maybe there could be six more. Somebody's got six friends, I'm sure. Next up, this is a medley from Lobo and the Indiana Wind Symphony. Following that, we're going to have some music from Meepers.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. And that was Lobo with the Indiana Wind Symphony. This is the
Lobo has no oboe.
Yeah, Lobo has no oboe. Sounds like.
Yeah.
So I'm joined.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, this is Kaja back with us, and we're joined with Christine. Say hello, Christine.
Is she there? Maybe we're not. Christine, join us. Hey, everybody.
Yes, sorry. I had my mic muted. That shows you my coordination.
How's everybody doing? We enjoying this so far?
I'm having fun.
I think this is quite impressive. I hope you're enjoying the variety of music that we have here. Again, I'd like to take time to remind you that this is a CavCon event and hope that you will think about contributing. Doesn't matter how large or small, you know that it all is a benefit to the cavern, and with any luck, we might be able to make some kind of impact here. I urge you to take a look at the donation information on the website. There are different ways that you can send in your donations. You can do it with a personal check. I know that some people do not have credit cards or PayPal, or that there is other ways that you can send your contributions in, and every little bit will help, and we can hope that this event will certainly add to the kitty and put some content into the game. 4.7 is good. I see that, Chriswell, but we need much more. That pays the electric bill from month to month. So let's see what we can do to spike those numbers, and we'll do that, and we'll have a good time at it. I know that I'm enjoying myself, and again, I'd like to thank the people that helped me bring this to fruition. It's been a long journey, and
yes, many conference
a hard
calls.
One. There are many conference calls, many emails to the musicians, a lot of work getting them, getting their levels right. There has been an awful lot of work that's going on behind the curtains here that you have not seen. My musicians out there, you know who you are. Thank you ever so much. I know that everybody is enjoying this, and we will keep you posted as far as the link for listening later and possibly downloads. So stay tuned for that, and I will turn it back to you, Planet.
Okay, thank you, Kaja. We're so glad to have you in here, and kudos to you again for a wonderful event produced, and it's definitely a team effort.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Big team effort. Thank you, DMR. The stream is wonderful. It's nice and clear. It's transitioned well from the DJs. It's a very strong stream here, and it's crystal clear. I'm not having any problems. I don't think anybody else is. So thank you for that. Thank you for the use of that.
Certainly. This is a great server, and we enjoy using it. It's so much better than Ustream because, hey, let's all give a cheer because we don't have any ads to listen to. So.
That too.
Except for yours.
That's okay. We like
donation.
It.
Donation ads. That's it. Carry on. Go on.
Hey, and I bet someone has three friends they can call because we are at 97 listeners, and I really want to see it get up over 100 at least. So somebody call somebody and call a friend and say, you got to check out this stream right now and give them the address. Next up, continuing with the same genre we're in, which is classical. This is from Me Bruce, and I'll read you his bio here, just as it reads. It's what he said. His name is James Wu. He was born in 1988 in Shanghai to a slightly musical family and immigrated to New York at age 5, where he grew up. He started to play piano and violin at the age of 4 and developed an interest in composing as well. He got a bachelor's in violin and then a master's in composition from Manas of Music Conservatory in New York City. As far as his Euro adventures, he's Mephu, M-E-P-H-U. Although I do not claim to know much of the texts and history available from Uru lore, I do remember this. Whatever is not given back will be taken. His main musical influences include core classical repertoire, new age music, some video game, and popular music. The clarinet fantasy was inspired by ambient music that plays when an explorer enters the slave office in Teledon, the one with the Denis rock shooter outside. I was intrigued by how the music starts on a first inversion chord and then remains on it for most of its duration. So, First up, we have fantasy. And this is me.
Thank you.
Meeper's Fantasy. What a beautiful long piece. Next up, we have Meeper's final four-chamber fantasy. This is a little bit different. This is not just a solo piece. This is more orchestral.
Thank you.
Meeper's final four-chamber fantasy, based on themes from Myst. I hope everyone's recognizing that. Continuing with that theme, this is Meeper's Tiny Telescope tune. Yeah, Meeper's again. Tiny Telescope tune. I hope you guys recognize the Myst theme in there. I know I heard it. Meepu, step up and wave hello so everyone can see you. If you guys have any questions for him, he's here. Final tune from him is Meeper's Mischievous Mechanical Motion. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Meepers, for these wonderful songs. Hope everyone enjoyed that. Next we have...
Fisherton.
Yeah. Next we have some beautiful opera from Nellie Bly. Read you what her bio says. Nellie Bly is the cavern name of a globe-trotting senior technology consultant from Vermont. She has two children, one grandchild, and is also an operatic mezzo-soprano that's retired. Nellie sang the roles of Meg Page in Verdi's Falstaff, Ursula in Hindemith's Mathis der Mahler, Rosina in The Barber of Sevilla, Olga in Eugen Onegin, I'm probably not saying that right, Octavian in Rosenkavalier, and the title heroine in Dromen und Teresa by Verdi. But Nellie's true love is interpreting songs by 20th century composers from Mahler to Philip Glass. So, with Blamersage, here's Nellie Bly. Beautiful.
Yes, gorgeous. Just gorgeous. I couldn't believe it because knowing her personality, I had met her. She's the one that opened up the...
Oops, we lost you there.
There I am. Am I here?
No, we didn't hear what all you said. It kind of clipped out. Well, anyway, we're continuing on with Nellie Bly here. And as Kasia was saying, she recorded these specially for this event and got with someone that she had known from way back. This is Heron. Very, very beautiful. I think we're all pretty much amazed at the beautiful voice of Nellie Bly. Next we have Swinders again. And this is a classical piece that he's composed. This is Swinders' Fugue. In his note on this says, this was actually written for piano, harpsichord maybe, by Bach. Maybe he didn't compose this. I'm sorry, I have my notes wrong. Fugues are very interesting to me, how the themes cross hands or voices, and the sub-themes weave into the main theme, and on and on and on. I decided to start dabbling in recording and was trying some things out. I played this on a Korg workstation with a string quartet patch. I lose the meter in the middle a little, but rather than do it again, I'd rather keep the mantra or the name of One Take Swinders. So here's Swinders' Fugue. It's amazing because he shows up in three different genres today. He's in rock, ambient, and classical. Take a bow, Swinders. One of my good buddies here in the cavern. Next up, we have someone here that I also know. This is 2.1, also known as Kim. And she's a bassoon player in a symphony in Detroit, I know. And I'm going to read you what her bio says here. 2.1, she majored in music performance and bassoon at the University of Wyoming. She's played with the Wyoming Symphony Orchestra, Powder River Symphony, Green Bay Symphony, Fox Valley Symphony, Boulder Symphony, Aurora Symphony, Rapid City Symphony, the Orion Winds, and is currently the principal bassoonist in the Jefferson Symphony located in Golden, Colorado, where she has played for 19 years. She's played with the likes of Mel Torme, the Moody Blues, and Doc Severinsen, although not at the same time, she says. She also plays the violin, the flute, the oboe, guitar, bass, saxophone, piano, and is trying to learn the banjo. The childhood joke was that instruments followed her home instead of animals. She also loves to sing and has been in several musicals and plays. This group is the Orion Winds and is comprised of 13 musicians. It is called a double woodwind quintet with the addition of two horns and a double bass. There are two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, four French horns, and a double bass. The bassoon will be one of the lower voices. And we're starting out with Allegro. Orion Winds featuring 2.1 on the bassoon.
Thank you.
2.1, Kimmy on the astounding bassoon. Next up is Andante, Orion Winds featuring Kim, 2.1.
Thank you.
Beautiful. 2.1, featuring the bassoon on Dvorak's Serenade, movement number 3, Andante. Two more tracks from 2.1. Both are also Dvorak. Next up is the Serenade Minuetto, I should say.
Thank you.
wonderful from 2.1, Dvorak's Serenade Movement 2 Minuetto. Our final piece today is from 2.1 again. Final in the classical section, that is. We're moving on into jazz following this piece, and we'll have Alan D. back as the host. Closing this out, this is 2.1 featuring Kim on bassoon again with Dvorak's Serenade Movement 1, Moderato. Another beautiful piece from 2.1 on the bassoon with Orion Winds, Dvorak's Serenade Movement No. 1, Moderato. Thus concludes the classical section of the Dnipalooza. And with that, we want to bring back the lovely and gifted Kaja.
Hello. It's, tis I, Kaja. I've come back to offer you some Kaja babble. You know, I'm here to promote this event and to hope that it makes a difference in what we do here and how we can go forward and make the cavern even a better place. This is a CavCon event. I hope you will keep that in mind as you listen today. There has been quite the variety of music. I am so impressed by what I've heard. I know you have been too. There are many ways for you to donate. You can take a look at the donation options on the mistonline.com website, and it can direct you on how you could donate. This is really overwhelming to see so many people here. I had seen some videos. I was just telling the guys behind the lines here that I saw videos where I saw maybe 60 people here. And I thought, if I ever saw that again, I would just be so overwhelmed. And I think you can see that we have well over 60 people here.
Yeah, we've peaked at 106 right now. But we're currently at 98, peaked at 106. So hopefully we can get back up over 100.
The day is young here. We still have an awful lot to share with you. I hope you'll stick around for that. Again, if not, there will be a link for you to listen into later. I know some of you must be off to bed soon. Well, another shift is coming in. So please enjoy what you have heard, and if you can't stick around, it will be available for you later.